Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 170. As I do every episode, I want to remind you that this show is part of We Own This Town, a network of podcasts showcasing great Nashville talent across a wide variety of shows and subject matter. We're available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can hear our shows. Search for We Own This Town, or the name of a specific show that you're interested in, and we'll pop right up. You can follow us on the old social media networks as @WeOwnThisTown on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We post updates whenever there's a new episode of one of our shows, any of our shows, so you can easily stay clued in. Go follow us on one of those for updates. Or, if you're feeling really nuts, all three. Imagine it. Crazy, right? This week on the network, we had a great new episode from Ladyland that was a bit of a Q&A. Questions were submitted by listeners, and host Kim Baldwin tackled the answers, along with her producer, Mary Catherine, and very special guest, me. That's right. If you need some more nerdy Eads voice in your life, hit up the latest episode of Ladyland and you'll get it. Actually, if you're looking for insight into how to produce and edit a podcast, as well as how to interview people and organize your life a little bit, it's probably also for you. Regardless of this nerd voice, go check that out. Nashville Demystified also published a great new episode featuring a lengthy interview with songwriter and performer Mercy Bell. They chat about the impact Nashville had on her process, the weirdness of genres, and how being an LGBTQ Filipino American impacts what you put out into the world. It's really an awesome chat. They just covered everything. Alex Steed is crushing it over there. Please subscribe to Nashville Demystified. For this week's playlist, I felt like I should do something special to commemorate 170 episodes. However, when I looked at my playlist of tracks for the show, I realized the extreme diversity coming through this week was special enough. We're really all over the map this go-around, and I couldn't be happier about it. Prepare yourself for some psych rock, some alt country, some folk, some crushing metal, and some vaporwave. That's not even everything. It's just stunning that Nashville can produce all of this amazing work. I don't have to tell you, that's the whole idea behind this show. We're more than Music Row. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. Flush with My Woman Kinda off their forthcoming EP due out on To-Go Records. This will be the third overall release for the label, and they've really been knocking it out of the park with the diversity themselves. The prior two releases are a lot different from this one, and it's really exciting to watch them curate a discography that's kind of all over the map. Good music is good music. Genre be damned. We've played Slush on the show before, and I'm really, really happy that there's more of it coming out at the end of the month. It's got a production style that's like borderline DIY. It's not overly slick, but it's not completely bedroom pop either. There's something a bit underwater about it all that is super appealing to my ears. There's no denying the Tame Impala influence going on there, but 100%, I don't view that as a bad thing. Keep your eyes peeled on @togorecords on Instagram for more updates about that release. Should be out at the end of the month. In the meantime, go back into the We Own This Town music archives and listen to our interview episode with To-Go Records founders Megan Lovelace and Jacob Kornfloss. It's a good one. All right, let's stay in this general hemisphere in terms of vibes with our next track.
Inside the gray, I tried to suffocate. My brain, but it won't die. My world of confidence is intact.
was Tummy Ache with the track Median off the new EP Hump Day. Now, that track is great on its own. I love the way the chorus explodes. I love the lyrics. And there's even a video for it that ups the enjoyment factor even more. The whole EP is enjoyable. What makes it even more interesting is having a bit of context around the release. Tummy Ache is the pseudonym of Soren Bryce, a musician that has been performing under her own name for some 6 years and multiple releases. Her solo work is much more sparse and intimate and usually much more electronic based. She chose the name Tummy Ache as a nod to the intense side effect you experience with physical anxiety. And obviously the music that comes from that headspace is much more guitar based and much more emphatic. I mean, I don't think it's atypical for a musician to pick a name, a moniker, to perform different sounding songs under, but I do find it interesting that there's such a clear through line between the subject matter of the songs, the anxiety nod in the band name, and the different style of the music. It's a really enjoyable EP, and I hope it serves as a healthy conduit to express the anxiety. Go listen to the whole thing. It's really good. I've had it on repeat all week. Can't endorse it enough. All right, now let's hear something new from a band thought to be long broken up.
At smithereens, tell the locals that it's over. Tell them all you've gone over with me. Bring the straight lips for the love songs and some axes for the rest. But I tell you, little brother, it's hard to find the place that's black ice, lick some salt off of that sand. Tell the family that it matters. Clean the gutters from your bed. Stay out of that deep blue sun with some pricks up at some bar. Telling tall ones of the world war and some shithole on some floor. That's some floor.
Dangles from All We Seabees off their brand new album of the same name, Angles and Dangles. Now, for those of you that aren't overly familiar with the Nashville music scene, Always Seabees was a very active member of the indie/rock scene a decade ago. In fact, I even found an article from 2009, written by D. Patrick Rogers, now editor-in-chief of the Nashville scene, in which he speaks to the news about the band breaking up. Their 2008 album, MKUltra, received really favorable reviews, and they played tons of shows. But when singer Brian Fox moved to Knoxville, it seemed to signal the end of days for old Seabees. Until now. I really have no idea what the story behind this record even is, because all of the postings online are quite vague. I don't even know if Brian Fox is living back in Nashville or not, but what I can tell you is that the album was recorded at the Bomb Shelter between May 2017 and October 2019, and it doesn't sound like the band has missed much of a beat in the 10 years they've been dormant. The new album still sounds like All We Seabees. Now, there's a healthy bit of additional layering to what they're doing and a bit more polish to the overall sound, but that's an All We Seabees. If Fox is still living in Knoxville and we're playing it here on the show, whoops. But also, it's really interesting for a Nashville band to emerge from the shadows after that long, and so it's worth breaking our own rules about local music. Knoxville's vaguely local, right? I don't know. The full album is streaming on Bandcamp now, and I imagine all the other streaming platforms soon enough. It'll be linked on the episode detail page for this show if you want to check out more, which you should. Okay. Things are progressing pretty naturally here, thematically, so let's keep going.
Do you speak to you when your grip slips on the sky, when your corpse is blue? Chorus line, I hope you do. Redirect the rain, reread your mind. Set the assassin sane, living in the middle. Could you mend the San Andreas line? Speak to you when your black tongue chorus drips, when your table turns. Can you tell me who's receiving it? I hope you do. Reassign the rain, coax the bullets backwards, set the assassin sane. Living in the middle, could you mend the San Andreas line?
That was a new track from Odon, a collaborative project between Kyle Hamlet and Sam Fuller Smith. You likely know Kyle Hamlett for his work in the band Lilas, and from earlier this year with his excellent release, Kyle Hamlett Uno. Sam Fuller Smith performs as Whisperer and has several albums that you can check out under that name. The two of them make for a really nice duo on this release. It's a pretty gentle gathering of songs, lots of acoustic guitars and lulling tones. Overall, it's downright relaxing, but it has the right amount of something dark bubbling up in there. There's just something about Hamlett's voice that just cuts the right way. The title track, Odon, is outright meditative. I'm just telling you right now. Go check that out. Look it up. The full EP is really enjoyable. That track and the reprise at the end really grabbed me, but I wanted to play this track as it has Kyle's voice on it, and I'm a sucker for that. All right, now we're going to crank it up quite a bit. That was Wrong Reasons from Kent Osborne off his new EP, IDGAF, which I believe is shorthand for I Don't Give a Fuck. I hope you could hear me pushing my glasses up on that one. Osborne has been consistently putting out some intense hip-hop, and this certainly fits the bill. There's a really heavy vibe of punk and metal here, but there's a little surprising dose of 8-bit sounding keyboards in there. Honestly, I can't really call this hip-hop because it's clearly just a rock song. I don't think that Osborne really needs to fit firmly into a specific genre, as he's already all over the map with his other band, Thank You Please. He's just making whatever music fits the sentiment of the song, and that intensity is greatly appreciated. The ending of that track is just... it's so good. All right, go check out the whole EP. It's not all that intense, but it's definitely worth a listen. But speaking of intensity, let's crank it up a bit more, eh? Trust me on this one. Stick with it. You're gonna love it. Here we go.
Oh!
That was Forest of Tigers with Promised Vessel off their brand new album, I Will Die of Violence. Now, I understand that kind of brutal metal may not be for everyone, but for me, a good dose of ultra-intense sounds is kind of a good time. Forest of Tigers is husband and wife duo Rachel Velasic and Jim Velasic, both of whom have played in a number of bands in the Nashville and Murfreesboro area over the years. Jim was in the band Serotonin for quite some time, and if you're familiar with that name at all, this musical output should not surprise you. What's really fascinating about this record is that it's not a one-trick pony. It almost seems like it would be easy for a band to make 8 to 10 songs of just guttural screaming, pounding drums, and bombastic guitars, but Forest of Tigers integrates a good bit of acoustic interludes, ambient transitions, and some gentler moments, which really just makes those intense outbursts that much more intense. The diversity brilliantly services the intent of the songs. We don't really play much music like this on this show, frankly, because I assume it scares the shit out of a listener and they just turn things off, but I just couldn't help myself. When it's this good, you gotta share it. This is a Nashville band. Let that sink in. Thank you, Forest of Tigers, for the wake-up call. Feels great. Let's chill it out a little bit with an instrumental track. Godhead sequence from PK Waves off the new album The Plant Community. If we're being honest here, what drew me into PK Waves was the track listing for their album. Across the 15 tracks on this record, 5 of them have file extensions. Boot.exe, OnTheMoss.exe, PhantomPain.txt, etc. I didn't realize this until recently, but I am an absolute sucker for a song title named for a file. Maybe that's my age showing, but it is a true fact. I can't say for certain what genres you'd likely file this under, but I get a heavy vaporwave vibe from it. That is alarmingly difficult to say. Vaporwave vibe. Lots of samples and beats and a bit of a VHS-type quality, not unlike that underwater production I mentioned earlier with Slush. I love how the quality of the track kind of ducks in and out like you're at some huge dance party that's happening in the other room. I'm also a sucker for the kind of glitching movements that happen here, with the song seeming like it's stuck. All of these things are tenets of Vaporwave as it grows and changes over time that I think PK Waves is executing really greatly on. The full album is out now everywhere, and you should absolutely listen to it. This is Nashville music. Amazing. All right, let's end the show with a track that sort of nods to the first track, unintentionally. they just kind of thematically work well together. Nice little bookends here. So let's do that. Show Me the Next Door from The Swells off their album Fallout. I just happened to stumble upon these guys while cruising around Bandcamp, and apparently the band formed this year, 2019, and has released 2 records already. Insane. I will point out that the majority of this record is instrumental. There's multiple 6-minute long tracks. It's got this psychedelic vibe. A lot of it has a very direct through line to Pink Floyd. It's a really good listen. I'm happy that I stumbled upon this, and I should have played an instrumental song, but I wanted to take us out with something with some vocals. So I still think this song is meditative. I think it's a nice nod to the Slush song that we played at the top. The Venn diagram there overlaps just a little bit. Both of the albums that the Swells have released this year are super enjoyable, and it's nuts that they've already put 2 out. I mean, that's crazy. Maybe this is Nashville's version of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The Swells, if you hear this, I officially request that you put out 6 albums in 1 year, just to show that Nashville can do it too. Thank you in advance. All right, guys, it's our show. It is up at weownthistown.net. Just cruise on over there. There's a bunch of good stuff on the website. Find us at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Send us a message somewhere. We love messages. We love likes. We love follows and subscribes and all that stuff. Click the bell. Is there a bell involved? I think so. Click it. Find us on your favorite streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, etc., etc., etc. We're on there. Search for We Own This Town. Do subscribe. subscribe there. Click all the bells there. Thank you to Upright T-Rex Music for the music bed you're hearing underneath me. Maybe if I mix this correctly or close to correctly at all, you should hear it. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. They're great people, wonderful individuals. And thank you so much for listening. I'll talk at you next time.